This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm Janice Sanchez, and today my colleague Woods Fairchild, Public Art Project Manager for the Arts Foundation, has a conversation with Jessica Gonzalez, muralist, painter, and designer. Jessica, thank you for joining us today on Artist Stories. It's been such a joy getting to start working with you on the newest public art commission. Jessica, today on this podcast, we are making our first public announcement that you and Rock Martinez have been selected for the Verito Wash Flood Control Mural Project. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So for listeners who may not already know, this opportunity, mural opportunity, is located on the northeast of Tucson along the Rito River and Chuck Huckleberry bike loop on the north-facing wall of the wash just south of the Canalita Mountains. This is a major mural project that actually spans 4,000 square feet. Jessica, how did it feel to be selected to collaboratively paint such an expansive mural?
It's very exciting, first of all. The main word that comes to mind is surreal. It's still completely surreal to have applied for a project of this size, of this magnitude, and to go through the whole process, and to be selected is just incredible. I mean it's something that I find I'm in a really interesting place where I have accepted the fact that I've put in the hard work and done a lot to get to this kind of place, to be getting amazing opportunities like this, but as much as I can accept it and believe it, it still is always going to be totally surreal because it's just this new big experience. So very exciting.
Amazing. It's such an exciting moment for both of you. I would love to ask a question that is a favorite Artist Stories question, and that is, share with us, what is your artistic root?
It definitely comes from both sides of my family. My dad's side, they're musical. My father and my grandfather in particular are musicians or have been musicians at some point, and my mom is a graphic artist and a pastel artist, and my grandmother on my mom's side also was an artist, so there was creative energy kind of flowing when I was growing up. But the older I get, the more I realize that a lot of my influences as an artist have come from what I saw my mom do as a kid, because she comes from the era of graphic design where everything was done by hand. I mean, no computers whatsoever. So her portfolio from school is just all these big, it was all these hand-drawn designs, not to mention them. She just studied commercial art, so she did other kinds of sort of like, some were sort of fashion centered, pencil illustrations and stuff like that. So I loved flipping through her portfolio as a kid.
Thank you so much, Jessica, for joining us and taking the time. It really means so much.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I look forward to continuing with the Rieto project and working with you guys, and it's all very exciting. So, thank you.
This has been Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.